Well, I know someone who's not going to be partying today. The driver of that big rig that went through Washoe Valley that got blown over. So NHP working on that. And yes, we have a severe wind warning in place. So be careful out there. Truckers, you're our lifeblood for moving this country. Be careful. Bowers, Eastlake, you know the routes, you know the drill, you know the routine, you know the law. Just saw somebody who obviously didn't notice the wind advisory notice going through Washoe Valley. Just saw a big rig go through there. So it's the Monica Jay Show. Live and local, and it's so live right now, I'm getting kind of nauseous watching the NDOT camera because the wind is going so, it looks like a constant earthquake, but it just, you know what, I'm glad. I hate the surveillance, I hate the lack of privacy, but I love the fact that you can pull up those cameras and see what's going on real time. You can see it for yourself. And seeing things for yourself is sometimes the only way for you to understand what's really going on. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today on this Friday. Get out this weekend and do what you can. And you know what? True Vote Rally, 12 o'clock, right there at the Capitol grounds, right between the legislature and the state capitol, Carson City. Love to see you out there. There are going to be a lot of patriots out there. I say probably in the thousands, even though media never reports it that way, if they report it at all. But also going to be happening down in Las Vegas. This weekend in particularly, it's going to be happening across the country because not only will people be rallying in front of their state capitals, but they will be rallying in front of all of our capitals. The state capitol in Washington, D.C. It's the March on Washington, the March for Trump. Is it so hard to just get a true vote, a true count? It seems as though our state capitol, well, they got it going on. Carson City is the only county entity that is not using Dominion software. So I would say recount, hand recount every county. Because I bet a few votes were even changed in the rurals just to make it seem a little bit closer. And like I said yesterday, what concerns me the most is not just the president. We may have more House and more Senate seats than we think. The more and more this information comes out from, imagine that, Philadelphia. Imagine that. The seat of our republic, the seat of where this all got started. And all eyes are on Philadelphia again. How many hundreds of years later? But no, we're dealing with COVID once again, thanks to our elected representatives here, Mayor Sheevy and the governor, Fauci, wear a face mask during Thanksgiving. What, you really think people in their own homes are going to be wearing a face mask at Thanksgiving? I don't think so. Even mask boosters out there, I don't think they're going to be doing that. Today's poll question, despite the Reno mayor and the governor's COVID concerns, should city, county, and state meetings be reopened to the public to attend in person? That's our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. Yes, they never should have been closed in the first place, 87% right now. 12% for no. The reason I ask this is you had to have a vaccine for some of those out there. Not we the people, but, you know, Fauci. Oh, this will all be over when there's a vaccine. Uh-huh. Well, there's a vaccine. But there's also been therapeutics and a cure. Hydroxychloroquine. And the whole cocktail of that. Yeah. President Trump wanted you to know that because the press was never going to bring you that in the beginning. So he had you covered. It's craziness. It's absolute craziness. But we're letting it happen. Not some of us, but a large majority out there. It's just shutting us down. Oh, well, now we're at 93%. Log on to 991fmtalk.com and participate in today's poll. How I just said that sometimes you have to see it. You have to hear it. You have to know just what's going on. Do we have to have the money and do a full hand recount? Well, maybe not.
Hi, guys. Just to let you know, I've been given consent this morning to tell you something that I've had to keep very, very quiet because I signed an NDA about this. And I can confirm 100% that the blockchain technology was used for the voting on this election alongside the conventional voting system. And Donald Trump won by a complete landslide. I mean, the figures are off the scale. He has all of the hard evidence. This was a sting operation rather than a vote. But I can now tell you that the QFS, the quantum financial system, was actually used, the quantum voting system, was actually used for this election. So we actually know the true result, and we know the ones that the Democrats tried to twist. So for those people that doubted it, we now have hard evidence. And over the next few days, there will be a number of arrests and a number of indictments and a lot of things that are happening. But I can tell you 100% that the QFS, quantum financial system, was actually used for this election alongside the old system. So brilliant news. And Donald Trump won by a landslide.
Huh. Quantum. Did you remember that name? I told you yesterday to remember that name. That's Dr. Charlie Ward. He's a currency broker and hotel contractor. He's a Trump insider, describing the development of the sting operation there. We've heard from Sidney Powell talking about Hammer and Scorecard. And there's a little something else that their president, has asked us to do. And somebody brought it to me yesterday and asked me if it was real. And I hadn't seen it, so I had to look into it yesterday. And one of my buddies, Ted Gross, thank you so much, Ted, for calling me this morning. And Ted did it as well. Ted did a big old letter to President Trump that said, declassify all of that information, all that information that Brennan and Clapper are trying to keep absolutely 100%, you know, redacted and classified and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Declassify all of that now so people can see it. And Trump has asked for it to be declassified. Clinton emails, Benghazi, I mean, everything that has been going on since before the Obama administration. I would say before the Obama administration and before the Bush administration, because remember, Obama was very tight-knit with George Bush Sr. You may not have known that, but He was. Thought of him as a second father. So what a great idea to help mentor a bright, shiny Democrat to turn the masses. You know, that whole hope and change thing. There were a lot of Republicans that voted for Obama. Not the second term, but the first term they did. And now they're trying to steal the election from Trump because he is systematically dismantling everything that they had put in place to hand this country over to the elite, over to the big banking system. Who's the big banking system? The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies. The list goes on and on. All you have to do is a little education for yourself. You don't need me. God knows I thank God every day for the emails, the texts, everything that you send me that tell me that you appreciate me, but you don't need me. All of this information is out there. Look up, just not on Google, of course, DuckDuckGo, Bing, whatever other source that you can use that will bring you some honest search results. Look up the Act of 1871. The Act of 1871. Love the headline here. The United States is a corporation. There are two constitutions. And we're not working on our founding fathers' constitution right now. The government is working on the secondary constitution from the banking system, from the people who sold us off, sold basically all of us into slavery. Every single one of us. Look into the IRS and how it is a trust with Puerto Rico. That's why Puerto Rico is so important to us. This information is out there. And the reason that we were sold off was always, it's always seemed to be one thing. Debt. How'd we pile up all this debt? Wars. Who's been financing all these wars? The global elite. Because they don't fight in them. The wars aren't around where they are. So educate yourself. We're going to see, you know, don't be depressed. Don't be sad. Be excited. Be excited to know that you live in an absolutely amazing time and you live in the greatest country in the world. And that at this time, we're getting it back. We're getting it back. President Trump, why they hate him so much, why they have attacked him, slandered him. There's been 128 assassination attempts that have been thwarted. Thanks to our military, thanks to our intelligence. When they say that Trump bashes the intelligence community, no. He's against the corrupt intelligence community. So be excited that we're actually going to get our founding fathers Constitution of the United States of America back. And we don't have to give the sacrifices that they did. There doesn't have to be the bloodshed of when they initially fought for this country. It goes so much further than just a tax on tea. And therein lies the problem, is because our education system doesn't teach anything remotely that has to do with these topics. We'll be back. That's it for me. Phone lines are open, 884-9910. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the poll question? You want to talk about us being shut down? You want to talk about Thanksgiving? You got some good recipes? Let's do this, 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first. No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And this is so adorable. I don't normally do this, but I have to do it now because we all need a little brightness, a little sunshine as we go into the weekend, especially with these winds out there. Remember, truckers, when you hit Washoe Valley, you are not going through Washoe Valley. Let me tell you, already got a semi down in there. Today's an anniversary, and a very sweet man wrote a poem for his friends on his anniversary. Kevin and Nancy have had time from youth and through their prime, built a loving relationship. This journey's still upon the trip. Though Jake's now grown and on his own, his family compass knows where's home. With tractors, flowers, pavers laid, the barn is built and full of hay. This anniversary, but one day, the love is always on display. Teamwork takes much compromise, and give and takes what makes the wise. So happy anniversary, lovebirds. It's love the way life's not absurd. It's love. That's why life's not absurd. It's love. It's love. It's friends. It's family. It's being with the ones that you care about. Anthony, don't look at it as advice when I tell you to think twice about the mask. I don't want you to throw away your mask if you're scared. I don't wear a mask. That's my opinion. Anthony says, took your advice to ditch the mask and stop living under a rock. I went to multiple gatherings with like-minded people and had the most fun I've had in forever. Fast forward to today. I'm now COVID positive and also gave it to my wife and kids. Thank you for being the reason that the cases are rising in Reno. You have become one of the biggest Karens in the galaxy. I hope you get and feel just a slither of the pain I have had to endure because I took your stupid advice. Have a crappy day, ma'am. Well, Anthony, guess what? I'm not going to have a crappy day. Because people test positive for COVID every single day. The facts are out there. It is a virus. You have a chance of catching it. But there is a therapeutic for it. There is a 99.6% survival rate. You're going to survive it, Anthony. And when the vaccine is actually delivered, I hope you're one of the first persons to take it. Because with it will become all the side effects, all of the problems. So, Anthony, enjoy. Enjoy. Because I'm still going to be going to all of the events, which actually I have a big one I'll tell you about coming up on Wednesday. And sorry you had the time of your life there for a short time. And now you're sick. Because you're not going to die. Welcome to the product of fear that the media has propagated across this country and across the world. Welcome to the fear that you're so angry now, Anthony, that you either wish it on other people or are upset. Because let me tell you, Anthony Gunter, you're going to get sick again. You're going to catch something else. Because this world is full of bacteria. This world is full of viruses. Viruses that are being created and manufactured every single day. And if you don't know how to cope with that and how to get over it, then put your mask back on. And stay at home. Protect everybody else by isolating yourself. And just stay at home. And let the rest of us who know what's going on, let us live our lives. Because some of us know how to deal with being sick and getting better. We'll be back after this on The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. And what a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Does that bother you? It shouldn't. What should bother you and make you think twice is what's going on in Florida. Ron DeSantis is the governor there, is expanding the Castle Doctrine. And we'll get into that in just a minute. First off, though, you know you are my priority. So 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Let's check in with Pete right now, who's calling in. So, Pete, what's on your mind today on this blustery Friday the 13th?
Yes, Monica. I'm just kind of upset a little bit about Anthony when he... What you turn my radio down. And I just had to comment. I wasn't going to call, but I had to. The mask thing, I've called in about it before. I wore one because of my wife's fragile condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand completely why people don't want to wear them, because I hate it. Matter of fact, I'm switching to a face shield. But I'm tired of getting demonized for it. And Anthony, I had a friend who was older, 78 years old, Steve. He listened to you all the time, and believed the same thing, masks are no good and all that. I found out he passed away last month of the virus.
Did he pass away with it or from it?
Yes, from it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Maybe not. He would have gotten it anyway. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I thought you should.
Well,
know
that's
it.
You know, I look at an email actually I just got from a listener. My stepson is a nurse at a Sparks clinic, and in spite of all the precautions, he still got COVID-19. His experience bad cold and a mild case of flu, but his stepson is younger, and
yeah,
that's the thing.
I got a question. Maybe you know. I heard something on the news yesterday about a new virus coming out. It's 90% effective. Yeah, have you heard anything about it?
Oh, the vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah, the vaccine, Pfizer is putting it out.
Pfizer,
but
that's awesome. But I don't know.
Even, there are people who don't like vaccines. There are people who won't take a vaccine. And they shouldn't be.
My wife and I got our flu shot, and I hate them. But I figure, what the hell? Can't hurt, but I heard.
But it, but it can, Pete.
They're 40% effective.
Yeah, you need to look into that, Pete. You know, people keep pushing this, especially on the elderly, and yet those flu shots can actually make it worse from you. There are people who have died from flu shots. So,
can I admit something to you?
Yes, please do.
I'm retired Air Force, and all during my career, we had to get flu shots.
Yeah, they're mandatory.
I was allergic to eggs. I got out of it. I'm sorry.
I won't tell anybody, Pete.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
But
thanks for the call. I'm glad you did.
Care.
I appreciate it because, you know, there will.
This whole thing is crazy.
Yeah.
And if we shut
absolutely.
Down again, oh my God.
And that's what they're looking for.
And I'm so upset with this election. President Trump got screwed over. I don't know if I can.
Yeah, but we're not gonna let that stand.
No,
so,
of course not.
Yeah, we're fighting back. Pete, thank you so much for the call. God bless you, and take care of that amazing wife of yours. That's the story right there. There will be people who die from it. There will be people who die with it. But if you believe in the people who are putting all of this information out, then how about the information from the CDC that the studies that they have been doing with people who have been wearing masks, that 85% of those who have been wearing masks have gotten COVID-19. So, Anthony, I don't know what you were doing. You know, were you licking your hands after touching every surface? Who knows? Who knows how you got it, where you got it? Even if actually you do have it. But you know what? If you want to come out and hang out with me for a bit and give it to me, guess what? I'm not worried about it. I've been sick before. Oh my gosh, had the Russian flu when I was little. I thought I was going to die. You build up your immunity. You build up your immune systems. You become healthy. You be healthy. You don't cower in the shadows. That's what makes you sicker. And with these manufactured viruses, you know, those are the people who you should be pissed off at, not me. You should be mad at the people who are actually creating these viruses so they can create vaccines, so they can get big money in line with the pharmaceutical companies. Educate yourself. Let's go to the talk and text line, 884-9910, and check in with Victoria this morning. Victoria, thank you for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just have some comments to make. First of all, Yes, exactly what you said. There is always going to be someone that gets sick and doesn't recover. However, people should understand that vaccines have a lot of preservatives. They have mercury. And the bottom line is building your immune system. I know you've mentioned that before. And it's no one else's fault if, you know, if you jump off a cliff or run into the middle of the highway and get killed. That's your decision. It's no one else's decision but yours. So don't blame other people for decisions that you've made. And I was really offended by that guy that was kind of snarky in his little remarks to you, because that's not your fault. And I'm sorry that they said that, because we all have to make our own decisions and our best judgments based on what we know. And it's no one else's problem if you don't do your research and make your decisions with a knowledge and understanding of what those decisions and those ramifications are. And I just had to say that because it really upset me. You know, you choose what you want to do. I choose what I want to do. That's my decision. So That's all.
Victoria, thank you. I appreciate the call and I appreciate your thoughts on that, because that's something that was gotten rid of a long time ago. And that's called personal responsibility. We blame everybody else for everything. There is no personal responsibility anymore. Mark's on the line, wants to talk about a vaccine. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Monica. Actually, no, it wasn't about a vaccine. It was about your caller that called you a Karen and all this other stuff. And the gal that called right before me basically said the same thing I'm going to say right now. If he's stupid enough to believe other people and do what other people ask him and tell him to do, then he deserves to get sick. And if he ever insults you again and I find him, I'm going to put him over my freaking knee and I'm going to spank him.
Mark, I love you. You are. I'm taking you to dinner at some point. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. You guys, you crack me up. Here's the deal. However this COVID thing goes, there's vaccines for those who want a vaccine. There's therapeutics for those who don't want the symptoms to last out. Coughing, congestion, tightness of chest. I don't want you keeping yourself from life, though. I don't want you keeping yourself from your doctor. I still go back to Alex Trebek. Would we still have him? Did he miss any of his appointments because he was scared to go in? I know we have lost people because they didn't go see their doctors when they should have. And once again, doctors putting on hold, you know, unless it's an absolute emergency. And that scares people. It makes people unsure. Go to your doctor. You got a pain somewhere? Go see your doctor. Which reminds me, I need to make a doctor's appointment. So I will be right back. And I'm not kidding. I got test results in she wants to give me. So I'm going to go do that while you listen to this. And I'll be right back with something very interesting that Ron DeSantis is doing and what they've already done in Los Angeles. Yeah. You might want to stay away from Los Angeles because defund the police has gotten started. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Might have felt a little bit of that this morning. I have an earthquake, yeah. 5.3. Looks like around Coaldale, a little bit southeast of Reno. People in Fallon and Fernley feeling it. Interesting. Yeah, we don't need anything else. Please, God, just seriously, with everything else, do not be bringing on the earthquakes. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Bhavani this morning. Hi, Bhavani. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I just had a comment. You know, I really feel sorry for this guy. He's advertising his ignorance, you know. Doesn't he know by now, with all the information that's been coming out from credible doctors, such as Martin Koldorf, professor of medicine, Harvard Medical School, Sunitra Gupta, professor of
epidemiology.
Yeah, I trip over that one every time. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford University, and they're all saying the same thing. Coronavirus, Stanford doctors among leaders of global anti-lockdown movement, and they tell you, you know, I read the statistics on this, that 85% of the people who died of COVID had underlying conditions, elderly, and it was, and they all wore their masks and practiced social distancing. So you figure, okay?
Yeah.
This thing has just been blown so out of proportion, and it's so exaggerated, and half truth and downright lies about it, you know? So,
yeah, I don't think Anthony's worried about dying. I think he's just irked off that he's sick. It's like, pfft.
Yeah. Well, why take it out on you? I mean, this is very insulting, you know. And I'm ticked off.
Well, don't be ticked off. I'm a big girl, and you know, people have even gotten mad at me for a lot less. So, will I see you on Saturday out at the True Vote rally?
I'm going to try my best to make it.
All right. I hope I see you there.
Yes.
I need my hug. All right, Bhavani. Thanks for...
I need your hug, too. And it's at 12... wait a minute. It's at 12 o'clock or what?
Yeah, it's at 12 o'clock. Yep.
And
what do they say? Hugs, not drugs.
That's right.
That's what we need.
Okay.
Thanks, Bhavani. Thanks for the call.
Capitol building? Capitol building?
Yep, capital and legislature, just like it usually is.
Okay,
all right. See you there. All right. So, Ron DeSantis, who is just an excellent, excellent governor, I'm okay with this. I just hope it doesn't give people the wrong impression of what they can do in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis now has, you've probably heard of this, he's got the anti-mob bill that would extend stand your ground lethal defense to criminal mischief and property crimes. So basically, it's going to allow armed citizens to shoot anyone who's engaged in criminal mischief. What is that? Looting, property damage, out tearing down statues, busting windows. You know what? Stay at home and protect your own property. Let law enforcement protect the businesses. Let them do their job of what they're supposed to do. I'm glad that he's protecting people who do protect themselves and protect their property by expanding it. But you know what? There are too many crazies out there who will take advantage of that and who will go looking for trouble. That's Florida, though. We don't do that here. Something else that I wanted to bring up to you is the fact that if you go into Los Angeles, okay, if you decide that you want to go down and go to Disneyland someday when it opens up again, or just, you know, try to get away for stuff, Los Angeles has just cut their entire sexual assault unit due to budget cuts. Yeah. So, you know, so much for the hashtag Me Too movement. Good thing Weinstein's in jail. Because, I mean, this is bad. And this is what the left is pushing. This is what the left is pushing. I mean, you would think if there's anybody in this entire country besides New York who needs a strong police force, a strong sexual assault force, it's L.A. The human trafficking, the drug trafficking that goes on down there, sexual assault included in all of that. But no. They've been forced to dissolve their sexual assault unit because of budget cuts, because of the defund the police movement. That's what Democrats are bringing to the entire country. I know Trump won. But for all these other cities and counties who are controlled by Democrats like Reno, I wonder what's going to get cut first from us. We'll be back after this.